Elaine Loughlin, Rishi Sunak spoiled the party slightly on the Irish delegation visiting the US by inviting Joe Biden to Ireland. Well, maybe Joe Biden spoiled the party, actually. What's your assessment of it? Yeah, Tell us what happened and who said what.
Well, obviously, the British Prime Minister was over meeting President Biden and invited him to Northern Ireland, given it is the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement coming up.
And then Joe said...
Joe not only said that he would like to come to Northern Ireland and will be coming to Northern Ireland, but he'll also be making a visit to Ireland. So confirmation of what we had been speculated for many weeks now, that the president will make a visit this year. We expect not on the actual anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, but a few days
afterwards. Any detail on what he'll be doing?
Well, we expect he'll be going back to his ancestral home.
Which one?
Exactly. And I think the fights have already started, I heard this morning. I'm not sure whether it was the Mayo contingent or the Louth contingent saying that they would name a bridge after him, to which the other side of the family said they'd actually build a bridge for him.
All right,
so
okay.
You could imagine all the petrol stations and
this was
and
talk of the narrow water bridge.
Well, let's see what the listeners will do for him. One texter says, call him a name for a coffee shop, Biden your time. Another by email, in contrast to the Trump golf club in Doonbeg, why not give Biden a pitch and putt course in RD? Somebody else by Twitter, why not a trad band named the Biden Baron Experience? And the last suggestion by email, the Biden Building Project to bring vacant properties in Mayo back into use. John Cummins, Joe Biden is a teetotaler himself, and his son has had well advertised issues with addiction. Are we really going to bring the US president to the Guinness storehouse or the pub on his visit here, do you think?
I don't know what the itinerary is going to be, Colm. I think the President of the United States will dictate what the itinerary is in collaboration, obviously, with the Irish authorities. You know, it's obviously fantastic news that, you know, a sitting president is returning to Ireland, even more so given his links to both Mayo and
Are you frantically searching for a Blewett branch in Waterford? Finnegan's, for that matter?
It'd be great to have him come to Waterford, but I don't think that's going to be on the cards. But there certainly was a Waterford family that was at the State of the Union address, which was absolutely fantastic and was called out on TV. So I know you probably have a better chance of him arriving in Louth than we do in Waterford.
We need to get you down from the ceiling on the cloud of ecstasy you're floating on at the moment to go to Richard O'Donnell. First, what's your pitch for him to come to Limerick, Richard O'Donoghue?
Listen, tell him come down to Limerick and we'll show him what hurling is all about. And
well, he's already been presented with by a Mayo man with a hurl.
Right, but we'll have to come down to Limerick to show how to really show how to use it and have the skills on it.
Right.
And the great news that he's coming to Ireland, great news that he's coming back to see his ancestry. So to me, it's a good news story. Delighted right. to...
So if he flies into Shannon, sure, look, it's only a short hop away. That's your
That's
pitch,
it.
Is it?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, or if he flies into Dublin, just don't let him pass the Barack Obama motorway plaza on the way down in case he expects more.
Exactly.
Rory O'Murachu.
Yeah, well, look.
Give us the Louth pitch.
Well, obviously the Louth pitch is his close connection, the Finnegans and the Kearneys and the Cooley Peninsula, and there is no more glorious place than anywhere in the world. So therefore, I would like to think he's there, but we do need to look that he will be there and he will visit for a considerable amount of time. I'd hate to think we'd get shortchanged for Mayo. But I think what is important, it just shows the close relationship, obviously, of the US with Ireland. It's vital. It was a vital role that the Americans played in relation to the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process.
To get the Stormont institutions back up and running again.
Well, let's be clear. The American involvement, and particularly Joe Biden's involvement, has been very, very helpful and probably, you know, was useful in relation to focusing minds in Britain in relation to what the possibilities were in relation to trade deals. Now, the Windsor framework, we are in a better place. What I would say, if I was talking to the likes of the DUP or others, there is an opportunity.
They always listen.
I imagine, and particularly to myself. There is an opportunity now For us to move on. We want them to get on with their jobs with the rest of us and to form a Northern executive. We all see the importance of the changed situation we live in because of the Good Friday Agreement. That is the reason why the timeline has been chosen upon. And look, American support is vital for this. I might even add American support will be vital for an issue I brought up before when we finally do the preparations and make the moves towards Irish unity, which is definitely on the cards. I'm not setting a timeline on it quite yet.
An angry text from the DUP at any moment now. By the way, we have a text in saying, Colm, how's about the Biden breakfast roll? Which is, I suppose, almost a metaphysical suggestion at this stage.
Do we get to vote on those names?
I don't know. I think we have our independent adjudicator from Stokes Kennedy Crowley is outside.
Some of them should get one of these mugs, probably the best, anyway.
John Cummins, on the serious business of the tangible thing that could be taken from this, in one word, what's the best thing a Biden visit could do for Ireland?
Well, look, exposure on the world stage, I think, is, you know, it is undoubtedly going to bring. And obviously anything that the president can do in terms of highlighting issues in terms of the Good Friday Agreement and getting the institutions back up and running would be hugely welcome.
That's plenty of words. We're going to be back after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.